Hey guys, this is Shauna Lay from Selling the Hawaiian Way. Today I am talking about one of the biggest things that holds you back, and that is that little fun mind of yours. Now, any entrepreneur or anybody that is, you know, either looking for a job or looking to make a bigger life for themselves, they may think that, yes, I want to go ahead and I want a different job, or yes, I want to be successful, or yes, I am committed to my success. And then they end up thinking too much and they let this negative Nancy or this huge roadblock sign come into their mind on all of the reasons why something is not possible. And the funny thing about that is that your mind has two options. It either can help to propel you forward or it can help to hold you back. Now, my job as one of the partners here at ABT 212 is not only to help my clients, my luxury clients, but more importantly, my job is to make sure that I help agents achieve their financial goals when it comes to goal setting, when it comes to execution, and when it comes to holding them accountable for their actions. And one of the things that I notice and I find very interesting is that a lot of agents will tend to set out a plan, will outline a plan, and then for some reason, not everybody, but some agents will tend to not execute on that plan. And then when we have this meeting session and I ask them, why do you think you were held back or you didn't execute on that decision to follow through with the plan, they come up with all of these excuses. I felt overwhelmed, I didn't feel confident, I wasn't really too sure on whether or not I should do it, even though a plan was already made. And I think that one of the most difficult parts of this business for anybody that is a new entrepreneur is being able to motivate yourself and being able to do the things that you don't necessarily feel the most confident doing, or you don't always have all of the courage that you need in order to be able to execute and follow through with the plans and actions and your intentions that you set. And so, given that I've seen this done by agents, I've been a part of many brokerages, so I've seen this done by many different types of agents at all different levels. And the one thing that ends up separating those who are very successful from those who are not is they are very regimental about their actions. Even if you were to take real estate agents and put them on the side, and you were to take entrepreneurs, anybody that is a business owner is very committed to the business's success. And yes, they may have doubts. Yes, they may have fears. Yes, they may have these negative things that pop into their mind. But once they put a plan down, physically write it down, become regimental in the things that they need to do, they create a routine for themselves and they end up executing on their plans. They end up taking action. They end up, you know, making that list and crossing things off of their list and doing everything that they can to consistently push the needle forward on their business. And without having somebody that is there to hold you accountable, you know, you can let your emotions come into play. Unfortunately, you can let your negative thoughts come into play. What if people are going to judge me? What if this doesn't work? But on the flip side of that coin is, what if people judge me and it does well? What if I do this and we nail this massive account and I was so fearful and I was afraid of doing this, but you know what? I did it anyways and I just cross it off my list and I just made sure that I consistently execute on my plans on a daily basis, because I think that a lot of success comes from doing things consistently. You know, anytime you see something that is on social media and you feel like, oh, well, they were just born to be successful. No, there's a lot of things that you didn't see happen behind the scenes. all of the hours, all of the effort and the energy that you put into something in order to try and make sure that you're successful, and you really have no guarantee on whether or not these things will 100% work all the time. You have no guarantee on whether or not you will be successful. I mean, that's one of the biggest risks of the real estate business. But you have to have faith in yourself, and you not only need to have faith, you also need to be committed. You need to be committed to yourself, you need to be committed to your business, and you gotta learn how to quiet that voice in your mind that wants to hold you back. Whether that voice is there because you don't feel like you're ready, or that voice is there because you're afraid of any type of criticism, or you're afraid of the growth that lies ahead, or you're afraid, what if I become successful? I know that may sound crazy. Like, who in the world is gonna be afraid of becoming successful? But I have watched so many YouTube videos and listened to so many podcasts on a lot of people that when they were starting off, they admitted, like, hey, you know what? I was initially afraid of becoming successful, because what if I did become successful, and what if I wasn't able to handle all of the work that was coming, and what if I wasn't able to keep up with the quality of service, and what if this and what if that? And you know what? All of these what ifs, they're not here yet. They're not even real. They're possibilities. But there is also a possibility that those what ifs may not even happen. So instead of self-sabotaging and not giving yourself the real chance to be successful, the best thing that you can do for yourself is to recognize, you know what? I understand that instead of looking for all of the positives and all the ways that this can work out, I'm being a roadblock to myself. Maybe I have some friends in my life that think similarly. You know, those who you hang out with, you become. So maybe you should think about hanging out with a new group of friends. Maybe you should think about hanging out with people who are really good at getting things done. Maybe you have a friend that sits next to you, or, you know, a colleague, or you're able to see that there are some people where making a list, following the plans, and doing all the things that you need to do in order to make sure that you're going to be consistent with your work, you notice that those people have those qualities and those traits that you admire. And just because you may be a leader, and you may be maybe a partner, maybe the CEO, maybe in a more powerful position than somebody else, doesn't mean that you cannot recognize other people's traits that they're better at than you. I strongly believe that there's always something that you can learn from other people that has nothing to do with your ranking or where you are within the company, as long as you embrace this growth mindset. So the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because of the fact that I know that this is something that has held a lot of people back. And whether that is because of the fact that you're afraid of change, or you're afraid of what if I do this and something bad happens, because our brains naturally default to the negative things that can happen in life. Our brain doesn't skew to the positives. Everybody knows that. It naturally skews to negative because it wants to try and help us to avoid painful situations from the past. And it wants to try to protect us. And sometimes protecting us keeps us in our comfort zone. But keeping yourself in your comfort zone is not helping you to grow, to evolve, and to become this new person that you're aiming of being. And although they say fake it till you make it, I don't believe in faking it. I believe in becoming it, growing, evolving, being what you truly want to be, while also understanding, here are some of the things that holds me back. I have this negative self-talk because maybe I grew up in a household where it wasn't really supportive. You know, maybe my parents didn't believe in me. You know, whatever the case may be, and wherever this comes from, as long as you're able to recognize this is where it comes from, this is the habit that I get into. This is what I end up doing, which is essentially not executing on the plans that I had intentionally made. And I let my emotions control me. The name of the game is to not let emotions control you, to be consistent and to follow through and to always look at how can something turn out in my favor, even if that means it didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to, because we don't have control whether or not something works out exactly the way that we want it to. Most of the time, it doesn't. But if you don't take a shot and you don't put yourself out there, you're guaranteed never gonna get to where it is that you want. Doesn't matter how much everybody else believes that you're capable of greatness. If you don't believe that you are capable of it and you don't make the actions necessary in order to make it happen, you're never gonna get there. And how sad would that be? To fast forward, you know, the timeline and you're on your deathbed and all the things and all the potential that you had, but you let all of your fear and your negative thoughts hold you back. Life is about living. It's about going for the things that you want and trying to reach and see and ask yourself, why can't it be me? Why can't it be you? Ask yourself that. Why can't it be you? And it should be you, because you deserve it. Even if you feel like you don't deserve it, I am telling you that you deserve it. But your actions need to line up with your intention, which needs to line up with your plan. And as long as you have all of those things in line, you will get to exactly where it is that you want to go. It's just a matter of time. So guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope that you found value in this podcast. And I hope that there are little bits and pieces that you take away. This is something that I've learned from many people, as there have been many people that have mentored me. And as much as I appreciate those who have been a mentor and have taught me so many things that have attributed to my success, I am here to pay it forward to you guys by providing value, by showing you this is some of the things that you need if you want to be successful. And these are some of the things that make successful people a little bit different than ordinary people or people who just don't achieve their dreams. And so thank you guys so much for always listening. And until next time, mahalo.